This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things economists like to say when things don't work out the way their policy prescriptions predicted things would work out is, hey, unintended consequences. Not all economists, of course, but some, which gets us to the president's order yesterday instituting a hiring freeze for most of the federal government. No vacant positions can be filled and no federal jobs, new federal jobs, that is, can be created. Exceptions being made for the Pentagon and positions necessary for national security or public safety. Sounds pretty straightforward, except, hey, unintended consequences. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
Here's the first twist on the hiring freeze. 85% of civilian federal employees work outside of Washington, D.C.
The hiring freeze will impact communities across the country.
That's Max Steyer. He heads the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service on Government Effectiveness. Steyer has another surprise. He says hiring freezes don't save money because federal agencies can get around them by hiring contractors.
And if you're doing it because it's a workaround, you're not doing it because it's cost-effective or the better way to do it. And that's going to wind up costing more money.
Now, President Trump's executive order does say federal agencies aren't supposed to hire contractors. That could be tough to enforce. But Diana Furchtgott-Roth, a former Trump advisor now at the conservative Manhattan Institute, says Trump can limit contractor hires by cutting agency budgets.
So they're going to be limited in what contractors they hire. It's not as though they just have an unlimited wallet.
But ultimately, if President Trump wants to completely restructure the federal workforce, he'll need legislation from Congress. Paul Light teaches public policy at New York University.
Republicans and Democrats alike tend to agree that the federal government has a very large number of highly qualified people, but needs help disciplining the poor performers.
Light expects Congress to work on government reform legislation over the next several years. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.